Supplemental reading. The Green Meth. Green has become a popular English phrase. It means that something is good for the environment. Customers are looking for products that are natural, pure, and made from recycled material. They feel good about helping the earth and about buying food and cosmetics that are healthier for their bodies. Anita Roddick sensed this when she founded The Body Shop in 1976. She advertised cosmetics that were 100% pure and boasted that The Body Shop's products were not tested on animals. Also, she said The Body Shop did not take unfair advantage of the workers in poor countries. For some people, this sounded too good to be true. In 1994, reporter John Entine wrote a famous magazine article disputing Roddick's claims. He said that The Body Shop cosmetics were actually only 1% pure. Entine also pointed out that most of the ingredients in The Body Shop's products were, indeed, tested on animals. This prompted Roddick to change the phrase on her cosmetic labels. Instead of "not tested on animals," it became "against animal testing." Later, other critics joined in. The London chapter of Greenpeace accused The Body Shop of exploiting poor workers. Today, many other green companies face similar criticism. Are products marketed as green really good for the environment? Or do producers simply claim that they are so they can make more money? It's a tough question. Thanks to writers such as Entine, however, one thing is certain. They are less likely to trust the manufacturer's word.